Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role at the Kennedy Center.
Hey, I'm Jane Raleigh. I'm the director of dance programming at the Kennedy Center.
And we're here talking another year of National Dance Day. It's going to return to the Kennedy Center at the Reach this Saturday, September 16th. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so before we get to the actual lineup, because it looks like some really cool artists, big picture it for me. Like, what year are we in? I feel like we've covered it before, but how many years back does this go?
Yeah, absolutely. So National Dance Day this year is in its 14th year, originally started by Nigel Lithgow and his foundation, American Dance Movement on the West Coast, in collaboration with our own DC Congresswoman, Eleanor Holmes Norton. The Kennedy Center has been participating for 14 years in this day. And really excitingly, this year, in honor of the 50th anniversary of hip hop as a genre, which just kicked off last month, all of our focus of National Dance Day this year will be celebrating 50 years of hip hop.
Oh, cool. So that is a specific genre we're diving like a deep dive into this year. Cool. That'll make it different. And real quick, I want to, before we get to that, because that's amazing, I want to unpack something you said. So it was started by Nigel Lithgow 2 decades ago,
Yeah,
almost
14 years ago.
14
Yeah.
years ago. So was there, obviously he'd done American Idol and then So You Think You Can Dance. Was there any like So You Think You Can Dance crossover? Like, were any of the dancers or judges or anything involved with at the Kennedy Center for this?
Yeah, one of my favorite things about National Dance Day is that American Dance Movement creates a national routine for the entire country to learn for National Dance Day each year. And then they send a popular artist, often a dancer from So You Think You Can Dance, or this year, a dancer from World of Dance, which is a newer offshoot, to the Kennedy Center. And that person actually teaches the national routine. So this year, we've got Poppin' John, who has a really big YouTube following and also was a finalist on World of Dance, who's going to come and be at the Reach teaching the official National Dance Day routine.
Oh, cool. What's the dance again? Go a little more into like, and I know we're radio, so it's kind of hard, but paint us a visual picture of how it might work in terms of, moving our arms, legs, bodies. I don't know. Try to paint a picture if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year's choreography was done by Poppin' John, and Poppin' John will be with us at the Kennedy Center. And he's a popper within hip hop. So if you can imagine those classic hip hop moves where people are tightening their muscles, moving their arms, more robot-like movements. It's hard to describe for radio, but the routine this year is all pretty basic poppin' moves so that you can feel like you have a sense of what it's like to do those foundational hip hop styles. And I will say, as someone who's already learned the routine, it's quite accessible this year. I promise you can learn it. There's a YouTube tutorial of Poppin' John teaching the moves, and I encourage everybody to try to learn it in advance. But you can also come out to the Kennedy Center and learn it on the spot with us.
Awesome. All right. So in addition to the national routine, dance routine that everyone can learn, which is so cool, let's dive a little more into like what you were saying, that this is celebrating the hip hop 50th anniversary. So the whole lineup this year, starting at 10:30 a.m. and going, I guess, until 11:15 p.m. So like all day long is all going to be all hip hop. So who's curating it?
Yeah, we've been working with a group of community curators through the Kennedy Center. This is Lauren DeVera, who's the founder of the Lion's Den, Chitra Subramanian, who's the founder of Chitra Moves, and some local artist Project Karma, which is represented by Chris Law and Amala. And that group has been advising us on the amazing and rich hip hop community of dancers that we have across DC, Maryland, and Virginia. And Lauren and Chitra specifically have put together this lineup for the daytime portion of the day. So everyone that you'll see at the Kennedy Center is a local hip hop practitioner, teacher, choreographer, performer, but they're representing all the different styles of hip hop. So there'll be classes and performances in break-in and breakdancing, some top rock, some bounces, some hip hop grooves. There's some house music and house dancing, some club style dancing. So all of these things that folks who maybe don't know so much about hip hop won't understand as different portions of the genre will really be broken down so you can understand all the different styles of hip hop dance that exist.
Awesome. And forgive me if you missed this and I just didn't hear it, but did you mention the freshest of all time competition?
Oh, yes, thank you. So in addition to a series of performances and classes that'll happen with local DMV artists, We're hosting in collaboration with Words, Beats, and Life, the freshest of all time B-boy, B-girl battle. So the Kennedy Center has hosted these before, but Words, Beats, and Life brings together B-boys and B-girls from across the region, and they battle one versus one at the Kennedy Center, starting at 1:30 p.m. inside in our Millennium Stage area. We'll have all the preliminary rounds, the earlier rounds, which are judged by some local B-boys. And then starting at 4 o'clock, that whole battle will move outside for the later rounds, the semifinals, and then the culminating in the finals, where we really see incredible battles, demonstrations from the freshest of all time.
Awesome. And what's the Fine Lines Paint Jam as part of this?
Yeah. Also through our collaboration with Words, Beats, and Life, we're inviting nine visual artists who will do graffiti style spray painting on actual physical walls that the Kennedy Center will build. And so all of these artists will be creating visual representations of what the 50th anniversary of hip hop means to them. And they'll be painting live from noon up until 7 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. So if you come at the end of the day, you'll be able to see the incredible art that they've made. But if you're here dancing throughout the day with us, you can walk over and watch each of these incredible spray paint artists actually working live and creating these murals. They're each 8 foot by 8 foot square, so they're not small, which I think will be really cool to have nine of those going at the same time.
Wow. And that'll be outdoors at the Reach or indoors?
Yeah, that's going to be outdoors at the Reach Plaza, which is also our main stage dance area. So if you come out to the Reach Plaza at the Kennedy Center, you'll be able to experience dancing, music, and also the Fine Lines mural paint jam at the same time.
So much cool free stuff outdoors there to do. I want to go into the DJs some more. I know you mentioned them already, but I'm going to be doing two radio pieces. So just to give me a variety of sound bites, it's okay if you repeat a little bit. But tell me about there is a legendary DJ that worked with Salt and Peppa that's coming, as well as some other cool DJs. So yeah, why don't you tell us the heavy hitters that are coming here?
Yeah, the nighttime portion of National Dance Day is in deep collaboration between the Kennedy Center's dance programming team and our hip hop and contemporary culture team. And so they're bringing us some really incredible DJs all through True School Corporation that will be spinning and just creating dance party vibes for us from 7:30 till the end of the night at 11:15. And this is DJ Mark Infinite and DJ Face. And then the headliner that I think you're talking about, Jason, is DJ Spinderella, which is super exciting to have such an iconic DJ with us. The three of them, Mark Infinite, DJ Face, and Spinderella, will all be in the same space at the River Pavilion at the Reach, just spinning in different sets and taking us into the night. So you can dance and learn with us during the day, and then take the moves that you've learned and just party with us into the night.
So awesome. All day long, 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 p.m. outdoors at the Reach, and it's all free. So everyone check out National Dance Day at the Kennedy Center. I guess final seconds, pretend I'm not even here and like you're speaking directly to the listeners and just invite them on out, you know, say, hey, everyone, come down to National Dance Day. You're going to have a good time.
Awesome. Yeah, next Saturday, September 16th, we really hope everyone will come out and experience National Dance Day with us, from you and your parents, your family, your kids. Everybody is welcome at National Dance Day, or stay later into the night, bring a date, join us for a dance party, have a drink, show us your moves. We hope to see you at National Dance Day.
Thanks so much for doing this. We'll get the word out. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Have a good one.